Princess Who Met the North Wind. There was once a princess who lived in a very cold land. The white mountains reached almost to the sky, and the rivers shone as brightly as the silver chain the princess wore around her neck. The king and queen loved their daughter very much and gave her beautiful presents each birthday. But the time came when she had far too much of everything.
"Not another ruby snowbird's egg," said the princess crossly as she opened up her parcels. "I have three already. And you can take away these pearls. I have so many I could play marbles with them."
"But my child, what can we give you?" asked the poor king, wringing his hands. "I've searched high and low to find you something different this year."
"I've told you, father," replied the princess, stamping her foot in annoyance. "I want the most beautiful jewels in the world to hang from the chain around my neck. I'm going to forget about birthdays until you manage to find them for me."
So she marched off to bed, taking no notice of her cake, which was built in the shape of an iceberg. The king shook his head sadly and gave the pearls to the youngest parlour maid. That night, as the princess lay sleeping, the north wind began to call and blow around her room at the top of the palace. He blew so fiercely, the heavy clouds rolled away across the sky, and the stars shone clear and bright into the bedroom. The princess thought it must be daylight and sat up in bed, staring and blinking. "Come to the window," sang the north wind, "and I will give you the most beautiful jewels in the world for the chain around your neck." The princess ran to the window and looked up at the sky, where thousands of stars were twinkling and glistening.
"Oh, how beautiful," she whispered. "If only I could reach them."
"Put on your warm cloak and shoes and come with me, princess," said the north wind. And he led her down the stairs, through the palace gates, and up the side of the highest mountain in the kingdom. The princess was not at all happy on the mountain. Her feet were wet, her hands numb, and all the time the north wind blew so that her cloak billowed all round her. The more she climbed, the further away the stars seemed to be, twinkling and laughing.
"They are so beautiful," she gasped to the north wind, "but there must be an easier way to reach them."
"Look down, look down," said the north wind. And the princess stared in surprise, for now the stars were below as well as above her, and the whole night seemed on fire with them.
"I must have the stars for my necklace," she cried, and she began to slide and slither down the mountain, tearing her cloak and cutting her hands on the rocks.
The princess did not know that the cold breath of the north wind had frozen the lake below the mountain, and that all she could see was the reflection of stars from the sky above. She reached the bottom of the mountain, ran to the lake, stretched out her hand for the nearest star, and gave a cry of bitter disappointment. The north wind blew so hard that the pine trees shivered and the snow fell from their branches onto the princess. She tried to pull her cloak together, but it was badly torn.
"Oh, why did I ever think that I could capture the stars?" she said. "I'm certainly being punished for my silliness, for here I am at the bottom of a mountain, hungry, frozen, and miles from home."
As the princess thought of her warm bed and the birthday tea she'd refused to eat and the kindness of her mother and father, three tears trickled down her nose and chin and hung frozen to her silver necklace. Suddenly, the branches of the pine trees stopped shivering and all was still. A young man appeared at the side of the princess.
and pointed to the frozen tears which clung to her necklace, gleaming green, purple and blue in the northern lights. "My father, the North Wind, has taught you not to be selfish," he said. "I am the Prince of the North Wind, and I have given you the most beautiful jewels in the world." He took the princess by the hand and led her back to the palace, where there was much laughter and rejoicing.